Hi there. I'm going to do something a little different today. I thought that I'd do a direct listener. I haven't done one of those yet, and I'm really excited. This is completely unscripted. In fact, I have given this like zero thought ahead of time, and that's on purpose because I wanted this to be, you know, total improvisation and have it be more like organic and natural, and I hope that you like it. I've been thinking a lot about how I think we all need some stress relief techniques. I know I do. And I thought that maybe I would start off the audio today with some progressive relaxation techniques, like a body scan. And then if you want, you can keep listening and I'll help you to find some additional release, if you know what I mean. I'd like to ask you to lie down in a comfortable spot, whether that's your bed or the couch or the floor. And just make sure that you're laying completely flat. Try to sink into the surface that you're on as much as possible. I want you to take a deep breath with me. And I want you to try to completely collapse onto the surface that you're on. I want you to feel like you're going to melt into it. And if you're having trouble doing that, like I often do, what we'll do is we'll go through the different parts of your body and try to relax them one by one. And then maybe you'll feel more relaxed and more like you're melting into the ground or your bed or the couch. So let's start with your feet. I want you to tense your feet, to flex them as much as you can. Pull them back towards you as much as possible. Flex, 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 hold it, and release. And just totally relax your feet. Okay, and now we're going to move up to your legs. I want you to tense your leg muscles, your calves and your thighs as hard as you can. Tense them, tense them, tense them. Like you're squeezing your fists, but instead you're squeezing your leg muscles. And hold it and hold it and hold it. You can do it. You can do it. And release. Okay. Now we're going to move up to your cute little butt, okay? And I want you to tense those muscles as hard as you can. Tense them together. Tense those ass cheeks together. You can do it. And release. And now we'll move up to your torso, okay? There's not much you can really tense in your torso, so I guess we'll move on to the arms next, okay? Oh, you know what? Let's do your belly. That actually usually helps me. So, arms next. Belly first, okay? I want you to tense your tummy muscles as much as you can. Tense, tense, tense. Hold them really tight. You can do it. And release. Now we'll do your arms. I want you to squeeze your arms into your body. Tense them and squeeze your fists together and just make sure you're pushing your arms as hard as you can into your body and hold it and release. All right, last part. I want you to tense your shoulders. I want you to lift them up towards your head and then I want you to pull your head down and pull it towards your shoulders and tighten up your neck and your shoulders as much as you can. And hold it and hold it and release. And now we've done a full body scan. I wonder if you feel more relaxed now. I hope that you can leave some of your worries and work stress, and if you're like me and you have worries about the world, I hope that you can find some peace and calm and relaxation in this moment. I know that there's all kinds of other things that you could be doing right now, and maybe you're thinking about them. And I would like to ask that just for the next little while, you try to put everything out of your mind and to just clear your mind. Those things you're thinking about, they'll be there, but you don't need to worry about them right now. I'm telling you, I'm giving you permission to forget about your worries as much as you can just for the next little while. Sometimes I find that if I take a break from work or, you know, whatever it is I'm feeling anxious about, I often can find a new perspective, or I just feel more like equipped to deal with whatever it is. And maybe you'll find that too. When you finish this audio, maybe you'll feel well enough that you can, you know, revisit that work project or whatever you're thinking about. You know, you can revisit it with fresh eyes and, you know, a new perspective. Anyway, enough of that. Let's do a few deep breaths, okay? We're going to take a deep breath in and blow it out. Two more, okay? Good job. Okay, you're doing so well for me, sweet boy. I hope you feel a little bit better. Now, you can either stop listening to the audio now and just, you know, do the safe for work, non-spicy version. That's fine. If that's what you need right now, please do that. But if you want to stay for some additional release, then keep listening. Okay. I'd like you to take whichever hand you like to use to touch yourself. And I'd like you to start very lightly touching and tickling and teasing your cock and your balls, maybe your taint, maybe your asshole, whatever will make you feel good. Just very lightly touch and rub, and just start to get yourself feeling a certain way. All right, keep going, keep going. You're doing such a good job. Does that feel good? Yeah? You're doing really well. I love that you're listening to me and that you're taking this time for yourself. Okay, let's move on to maybe some medium touches now. All right, I'd like you to, a little bit more firmly now, start rubbing your cock with one hand, and then keep that other hand doing whatever feels the best. Or maybe you want to alternate. You could do your balls, you could massage them, you could start to maybe tease your asshole if you think you're going to want to, Use your fingers inside. You could do something that I really enjoy doing, which is, and I think you'll know if you've listened to some of my audios, I really enjoy playing with your nipples. Maybe you want to do that. Do you want to rub them or flick them with your finger? Maybe you want to pinch them. Do something else with that one hand that you're not using on your cock. And I want you to start a little bit more firmly than before, rubbing your cock. I bet it's getting hard for me. If you're not hard already. If you are hard already, maybe it's getting even more hard and more big and more thick. Keep rubbing and keep using that other hand. You're doing really well for me. So good. I bet it feels amazing. Can you tell that I'm smiling? Because I am. Keep rubbing yourself so that you're ready for the next step. Do you think you're ready to hold that cock in your fist and start to pump a little bit? If you are, then let's move on to that, okay? Why don't you get some lube or some lotion, or you could use your spit. I'm assuming you don't have a pussy nearby where you could gather up some of that wetness. I'm assuming you're alone, but if you're not, go right ahead. Ask your partner if you can use some of their wetness. Do whatever you need to do to get that hand that's going to go on your cock a little bit wet so that it's comfortable for you. All right. If your hand's ready to go, I want you to first grip your cock at the base firmly. Then I want you to take something that I really enjoy doing and which I've been told feels really good. I want you to take your other hand and I want you to place your palm at the head of your cock so that you're gripping it from the top, sort of like a, sorry, this sort of kills the mood, sort of like a claw machine, okay? You're gonna grip over the top of your cock and then you're gonna use your fingers to rub the head and just below the head. And I've been told that that feels really good. Maybe you've done this before and you like it. So have at it. Keep gripping with the other hand very firmly at the base. How does that feel? Do you like that? Yeah? Do you want to keep doing that for a little bit? All right, well, you're doing really well. You really are, and I bet you're making yourself feel really incredible. You know, it's really important to take this time for yourself. I am a firm believer that orgasms are just as important as any other form of relaxation or enjoyment that you give yourself time for. So, me being able to help you get to this release, it makes me feel really privileged to have that opportunity to assist and to make you feel good. Okay, we're gonna move on now to fucking that cock with your fist. So I want you to use one fist to start pumping your cock slowly, slowly at first. And then you can use that other hand to keep playing with the head or play with any other part of your body that will make you feel even better. I bet you're starting to feel really amazing. And I hope that your mind is clear. I hope that your eyes are rolling back in your head. And I really hope that you're moaning for me. Because that, well, that's the reason why I make these audios, because sound during sex is probably my, like, the biggest turn on for me. So make those sounds for me. All right, keep fucking your fist. Maybe you want to move a little bit faster now. Maybe like a medium speed, whatever that means for you. I bet this looks really, really hot. And I bet there's that wet sound happening right now when you have lube or lotion or spit on your hand and you're pumping your cock and it's making that wet, juicy sound that is just fucking amazing. Anyway, sorry, got carried away there. Keep fucking your fist. Yeah. I'm really proud of you. You're doing so good. Keep going. I want you to get yourself almost to the edge. But don't go over that edge, boy. Better not. You better listen to me, sweet boy. I know that you will. You're being very good for me. So I want you to keep pumping that fist and thrusting into it maybe with your hips and getting yourself really close to that edge. If you're not there yet, that's fine. You can keep going and pause this audio. You could rewind a little bit. Or if you are at that edge, we can keep going and we'll find you that fabulous end result that I know you're looking for. All right. I want you to get more lube if you need to, or more spit, or whatever you're using. Make sure you're really nice and wet. And now I want you to start fucking that cock harder and faster. I want you to moan for me. I want your eyes to roll back. I want your head to tip backwards. I want your breath to hitch. I want you to get so fucking close to the edge that your toes are hanging off of it. You're teetering on that edge. Keep going. You can do it. I know you can. It's gonna feel so good in just a moment. Keep pumping that hard, thick, throbbing cock. Please keep going. Do you have any pre-cum leaking out? I bet you do by now. Do you want to taste it? Taste it for me. Come on, you can do it. I bet you taste delicious. I bet you do. If you've never tasted yourself before, now is the time. Okay. Are you on that edge? Are you ready? All right, I'm gonna count you down now. So I want you to pump that fist at whatever speed is gonna get you over the edge and to release all of that cum and to feel so, so good. You ready? 10, 9, 8, pump that fist, baby. 7, 6. If you're using your other finger to go in and out of your asshole, that is, I bet, making you feel pretty fantastic right now. If you're using that other hand on your nipples or on your balls, or if you prefer to just not use your other hand, or, you could use both hands on your cock. Do whatever you need to do, and we're going to be there in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, keep going. Fuck yourself. 2.5. Now I'm being bratty. Are you ready? 1. Come. Now. Come for me. Come hard. Everywhere. Release. All over your hand and all over yourself. Oh, are you still coming? Yeah. Oh, I bet you feel so good. Wow. That was really fucking amazing. Good job, baby. I'm so proud of you. Now don't get up yet. Just lay there. Take some deep breaths. Relax. And then I want you to go drink some water. I want you to clean yourself up. Whether you wipe yourself up, or you take a shower, or you go ask somebody to lick you off. Get yourself cleaned up and take this release and relaxation that you feel right now into the rest of your day. Or if you're listening to this at night, maybe just drift off to sleep. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.